seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. And so the blood of Imam Musa al-Kazim was the blood of the Holy Prophet. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the seventh divinely appointed imam in the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is very well known, and it has been unanimously agreed upon by the different biographers and historians, that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam bestowed greatly upon the poor. He was very generous, and he would bestow upon the deprived ones, the downtrodden, the oppressed, and the weak in the dark of night, lest someone should recognize him. It is interesting, but this manner, this sunnah of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam can be traced from his fathers to his forefathers all the way to his ancestor, the Holy Prophet Muhammad. It is interesting, but we find that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam generously spent what he had on the weak and the afflicted. He showered the weak and the afflicted and the poor and the deprived and the downtrodden with as much as he could give. And Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam tried as hard as he could to save as many of them as he could from the bitterness of poverty and deprivation. These, my friends, are the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام جاهد نفسك لتردها عن هواها فإنه واجب عليك كجهاد عدوك.
Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, combat yourself to avert it against its desire, for this is incumbent upon you as fighting your enemy.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, we find in the conversations and the dialogues of the esteemed Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam that he talked about various things. But unfortunately, because he was put under such a severe state of oppression by the governmental apparatus and the Abbasid caliphs at the time, we don't have a wealth of knowledge as we do with some of the other infallible imams. Still, that which has reached us via this esteemed imam and this esteemed divinely appointed imam is truly profound and beautiful. In one instance, we find a conversation where we find what the attitude of Imam al-Qadhim alayhi salam was towards Harun al-Rashid's governmental establishment. Now, the establishment, the governmental establishment of Harun al-Rashid and the Abbasids was distinguished by severity and violence. Now, because of this stance of Harun al-Rashid's government, it being a tyrannical government, an oppressive government, and a government which was inwardly working against Islam and against the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings upon them all, we find that Imam al-Qadhim alayhi salam made it forbidden for the Muslims to generally cooperate with the governmental establishment in all fields. Now, this attitude and this stance of Imam al-Qadhim alayhi salam clearly appears when we find a conversation that he has with a person by the name of Safwan. Imam al-Qadhim says to Safwan, "All the things that issue from you are good and well, except for one thing." Safwan burnt with grief and his soul started to melt, for he was sure that he did not incline to any act of disobedience. And so he asked Imam al-Qadhim, "May I be your ransom? What thing is that?" Imam al-Qadhim replied, "Your hiring of your camels to the tyrannical one," meaning Harun al-Rashid. Safwan responds, "I was neither joyful nor ungrateful when I hired them to him, neither for his hunting nor for his amusement." And Safwan then continued, "However, I have hired them to him for this road," meaning the road towards Mecca. "I do not do that by myself. Rather, I send my servant with him to take care of the camels." And so Imam al-Qadhim said, "O Safwan, do you take wage from them?" Safwan said, "Yes, may I be your ransom. I take wage from them." Imam al-Qadhim then asks, "Do you want them to subsist and live and exist until you take your wages from them?" Safwan replied, "Yes." Imam al-Qadhim then says, "Whoever wants them, i.e. the oppressor, the tyrannical ones, the enemies of Islam, to subsist belongs to them, and whoever belongs to them will enter the fire." Profound statements about dealing with, working with, cooperating with, and God forbid, helping and strengthening oppressive and tyrannical powers. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Qadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
It was the resting place and the grave of the mother of Rasulullah. It's an area between Mecca and the holy city of Medina. The sixth Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq, salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi, was on a journey back from the holy city of Mecca after completing the pilgrimage of Al-Hajj. He had a small house in an area known as Abwa, and there he rested. He was consuming some food with his close companions when somebody came to him and said to him, "Ya ibn Rasulillah, your wife Hamida is going through labor and she has requested that you attend, that you are at her side. Imam alayhi salam leaves his companions, goes to attend where his wife is giving birth. He returns back a while later, beaming with happiness and joy, and exclaims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon me a child. خَيْرُ مَا بَرَأَ اللَّهُ. One of the best of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. That child was the imam after him and the representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Sadiq Ali Muhammad, known as Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
أنت يا بدر المدينة خير خلق الله.